Nike's flagship London store has introduced plus-size and para-sport, whatever that is, mannequins to its redeveloped women's floor, signaling a further step towards inclusivity for fat people.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
So they have these big fat mannequins now in the store because they want to celebrate obesity. It's bad for your health. They say they're celebrating diversity and inclusivity of sport, even though we all know that the bigger you are, the less you're going to be good at sports, unless you are in sumo wrestling or... football linemen are typically pretty heavy folks, but in general, athletes are, you know, in good shape.
I think beautiful people are made in all shapes and sizes. And
I disagree.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
You know, these people are like, I'm big and I'm beautiful. You're not. And I can say that. Just look at me.
And you're handsome.
In the face, maybe.
But on the inside.
I'm full of clogged arteries and there's no telling. I don't even want to see the inside.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
If you're big, you're not beautiful. You can still be beautiful on the inside. You know, you can do good things and have a good heart. And well, and when I say good heart, I mean, you know, not because it pumps blood well.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. This group of headlines is brought to you by our friends at Waste Connections of Tennessee. They're offering our fans a introductory rate. Make the switch to Waste Connections of Tennessee. Use the promo code FANRUN when you call them at 865-522-8161. You've heard of Waste Connections for a while. They've been in the area since 2002, keeping it safe and clean. You hear about them on game days, Saturday, in Neyland, as partners of the Good Sports Always Recycle Program. We appreciate them for supporting us. We want you to support them and also get some good service in your waste removal. They do commercial and residential, and like I said, you know they do recycling. Make the switch. I trust them with my trash. They do a great job. They'll do a good job for you and give you a special rate. Use the promo code FANRUN. Hour three headlines, Cody McClure Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The company trying to sell beer at Neyland Stadium is reapproaching the beer board on July 16th.
Oh, okay, so that's next... Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, yeah. Aramark will return at the next meeting with full documentation on where alcohol will be sold, the signage, the limits, the cups beer will be sold in, and more. In addition to more details, Aramark has also added another UT venue to its request, the Regal Soccer Stadium.
Oh, cool.
So Neyland.
Not Thompson Bowling?
Neyland, Thompson Bowling.
I guess Thompson Bowling, because I was going to say Thompson Bowling already has the permit, right? The request?
Yeah, Neyland, Thompson Bowling, and Regal Soccer Stadium. Apparently, they needed to have more details in their plans. So now they're coming back with basically what the cup will look like. It has to be different than regular cups. The beer cup does. And the beer cup is clear. So it will be draft beer.
Yeah.
That they're looking to sell.
Okay.
And then you know all the other stuff, you know. No vendors can walk through the stands. Limit of two alcoholic beverages per person at a time. But just kind of an update. They essentially, the first time, they told them that they needed to have a more detailed layout of what they were bringing to the table.
So still moving forward trying to get this done, correct?
Yes. Moving forward with more details that they will present at Tuesday's beer board meeting. I'm guessing that's open to the public, isn't it? The beer board meeting? I would think anyone can go to that.
Not sure.
I would assume it's like city council or, you know, any of that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't think it's open to the public, but I don't know.
You don't think it is?
I mean, I'm not saying that off of any knowledge. I would just be surprised if you could go hear that.
Hmm. I don't know. Beers cannot be larger than 25 ounces. Ooh, that's good. So they'll have a 25-ouncer. Tall boy. No alcohol in the student sections. Anyone caught passing beer to a minor will be ejected and possibly arrested.
I feel like you should be arrested.
Well, if you're like 21 and your friend's 20.
I mean, is that not supplying... minor with alcohol, is that not illegal?
It is, but I feel like there's kind of a gray area. Like if it's a 42-year-old dad and he's getting a beer for his 7-year-old son, that would be one thing.
Sure.
But if it's like a couple of college kids, I mean, I don't think you arrest them. You know?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of money at play here when it comes to
getting this done, you know, putting alcohol inside Nealon, and you should want to protect it from people who will maybe abuse it and, you know, get it taken away.
Says people who are obviously intoxicated will not be served. I love the wording on that. They couldn't come up with anything else. Just, yeah, this guy's hammered. This guy, look at this guy. He can barely approach the beer stand. He's wobbling. He's already got goggles on. I don't think you can serve those guys. So be sure you're able to hide your drunk.
So it sounds like Tennessee's trying to get this done, right? Tennessee wants it.
They're trying to. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get some news on that next Wednesday, on what happened at the beer board meeting. Apparently, Russell Westbrook found out about last night's trade at a comedy show. He was hosting a charity comedy event in the state capitol.
That's poor timing.
Yeah.
But he got to say goodbye to the fans. He had a goodbye speech. Basically said, I love you guys.
Westbrook and comedian Demetrius Deason teamed up for their first appearance at Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa. It was there, right in the middle of the comedy show, that the All-Star learned he had been dealt to another team for the first time in his career. Do they love him in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. I mean, he's the guy. I don't think you can overstate how much they loved him. Like, they were frustrated, but when Durant left, it was a wrap. It looked like they were going to trade Westbrook too, and, you know, they were going to rebuild them, but Westbrook's like, no, I'm staying. The team on his back for a year, one MVP, and like I said, they didn't win anything with him. But you can't overstate just the loyalty of, like, hey, it would be easy for me to ask for a trade right now and leave and let you guys rebuild, but no, screw it. This is my home. This is where I want to go. Because keep in mind, like, the narrative around them all the time was Durant's the loyal one. He's the guy that went to Texas. Like, he probably likes living here. Westbrook's the L.A. guy.
Yeah.
The first chance Westbrook gets, he's going to leave us. And instead it was Durant who's like, see ya. I'm the one headed to California. And then Westbrook's like, fine, I'll stay. I'll do this. I don't need any help. And then they had that phenomenal season where he went out and won MVP. Averaged a triple-double and got knocked out of the first round.
Safe to say, if Westbrook gets his jersey retired, it'll be in Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. They'll 100% retire his jersey.
Yeah. And you got to respect the guy who, you know, willingly spent that much time in a state like Oklahoma as well. I mean, that's a barren wasteland for the most part.
Yep.
So, yeah, good for him. A Saints rookie defensive end has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. He could potentially get more time. He's going to have to miss training camp. Carl Granderson. I don't think he's related to Curtis Granderson from the Miami Marlins. This guy's name is Carl Granderson. He's been sentenced to 6 months in jail after a judge in Wyoming rejected a plea deal that had previously been agreed upon.
How the hell do you know who Curtis Granderson is? Every time we talk about baseball, you never are able to mention anybody. And this is like the second time this week you've mentioned Curtis Granderson.
I've been following him a lot lately, what he's doing. Just his career in general. I think it's a fascinating story.
Like,
really.
You couldn't even name Mike Trout. And this is the second time this week you've dropped a Curtis Granderson on me. I forgot Curtis Granderson was even still in baseball.
Well, I don't know. This Carl Granderson from the Saints, he's going to jail. It just made me think of Curtis. I mean, everybody knows Curtis Granderson.
Okay. Just asking.
I mean, Curtis Granderson's a hot commodity out there, you know?
Okay.
You're telling me you never ordered anything Curtis Granderson, a jersey or anything, maybe an autograph?
No, but I mean, I did have a friend who loved Curtis Granderson. My buddy AJ is a big Yankees fan. He would have maybe killed for a Curtis Granderson autograph.
I had a signed ball once.
Ben had a signed ball?
Anyone would be lucky to have that. Like I said, AJ would kill for a Curtis Granderson autograph.
I mean, it really, really would be a prized possession. I don't know. I just happen to know who he is, and this Saints player made me think of him. But I don't know if there's any relation.
It's just so strange, Carl, to me that you know who the hell Curtis Granderson is when you couldn't name Mike Trout.
I could have named Mike Trout.
No, we gave you a long time to name Mike Trout.
I mean, I know the name Mike Trout. It just wasn't coming to mind.
Okay.
I don't know. I know some random things about certain sports.
You drink and you know random things about sports.
I can name all the Heisman winners back to 1990.
I don't care. Okay. That's always your go-to.
I always try to say it, thinking like maybe one day you'll be like, okay, do it. And then I'll get to do it on air and it'll be fun. But it's maybe someday.
We did that, didn't we?
No, I don't think we did. Apparently at Area 51, people are planning to storm it and take it over. Hundreds of thousands of people have signed up to an event promising to storm the alleged secret U.S. military base located in the Nevada desert. What could possibly go wrong with that? Would the snipers and there, would they kill everyone?
Yeah.
You think they would?
Yeah.
That's top secret, man. I think they'd have to.
Especially if someone's planning like to overrun a government protected piece of land, like it's
thousands of Americans though.
Nah, they'll throw out the tear gas and people will disperse.
I wonder if you could go to one of the guards there and say, look, here's the deal. I'm willing to die. I want to die today. I expect to die today. But can you let me in and just let me see something before you kill me?
Someone trespassed in January and was gunned down like 4 feet inside the gate.
Murdered?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't mess around. I mean, you know, if you're going to freely run onto a military base, you better be...
Yeah. Strapped to the weapon or strapped to the bomb. Yeah, you got to go ahead and put those guys down.
You're going to die. But I just wonder if maybe you could find like the head of command out there and something and be like, look, I'll die today. You guys can shoot me down, but let me see it. Let me see an alien.
Just someone dedicated to knowing whether or not it was true. They get to die peacefully, I guess.
Yeah, no one ever knows. You know, it stays with them and they die.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, it's impossible for anyone else to ever know. Like, if you're just ready to die and that's the last thing, like, let me in. Let me see the alien. What do you got out here? And maybe they show you a little tour and then they execute you right there on the knee in the dirt, you know?
I'd say for some people it'd be worth it.
Yeah, especially these thousands who are planning to storm the castle. You got to be careful putting together something like that. I mean, I imagine the people who put this together are probably going to be apprehended soon.
With good reason, in my opinion.
I get the allure, though. It would be really cool to go in and see. You know, it's just one of those great mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
What is in there? What happens at Area 51? Is it where they turn the frogs into transgender frogs?
No, no, no. That's just through the water for contraceptives.
Oh, okay.
Too much estrogen in the water.
I see.
When is this supposed to happen, by the way?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
September 20th or 10th.
Oh, wow. They're giving a really big warning.
Yeah. September 10th or 20th, I think. I clicked interested.
Oh, yeah. Friday, September 20th from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So they're going to try to go early in the morning.
I said I was interested in it. Didn't commit to going yet.
Just so you can get the updates and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that the Saturday before? Is it the Friday before the Florida game?
I believe so. They said, well, I'm not going to be able to make it out there.
Something's going to happen where we're going to disturb the aliens and they're going to blow up the world the day before the Florida game.
We're going to...
Or during the Florida game.
It's going to take them a day. We're going to be up like 31-14 in the third quarter.
Boom, aliens just invade and blow up the world.
We will all meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry, they said. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets.
What is that?
That's something.
Not a typical way to run. Like you zigzag. Are they just going to be zigzagging?
No,
is that
no. It's an anime. It's like a Japanese anime show called Naruto. Actually,
I'm sure these people know plenty about anime.
What they're talking about is they run like this.
Just really fast. Really aerodynamic.
They lean down and they put their arms behind them.
Okay, so they're just making forward. So they're just kind of making a joke about this.
No, I don't think they're joking.
Well, their big plan is we're going to run like airplanes, like
and
we saw in the
bullets.
Anime show.
Avoid the bullets.
They said we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
Okay, so yeah, this is a joke.
There's 4,000 people committed to it.
There's 10,500 people that responded going on Facebook.
Well, you claim that you're interested, and you're not actually interested in going. You're not going
to
go.
I'd be interested to see it.
19,800 are interested. 10,500 are going.
Oh, dude, that's the small page. There's another one that's Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all. And that's up to like 400,000.
These people all claim to be alien hunters.
Okay, we'll see.
I mean, if they were to legitimately organize that many people to storm, I mean, are we going to shoot down all of them?
Depends how close they get.
I would think they would set up something that's like,
I think at a certain point they just nuke the whole area.
I think as the people start coming in, the U.S. government would probably set up an area just outside the, you know, they wouldn't even let them get close.
A good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, it's, it might be winding down here for Rafi. Rafi was a slight favorite in this match, but he lost the first set, dominated the second set, lost the third set, and he is down a break right now in the fourth set. He's down 4-3 with Federer serving, and Cody, that's the first to six here. If Federer gets to six,
it's all over.
It's a wrap. We will get Djokovic versus Federer, a.k.a. Mark Brandanovich.
I think that Federer needs to be the guy to go against Djokovic.
Is there a particular reason?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I was going to say, is there something that makes you think that?
I think Federer is the biggest name. Those three.
I mean, Rafi's a pretty big name, too.
Those three, well, I know they're all three big names, but Federer is the biggest name of the three, right?
I mean, I like him the best out of the three.
Why do you like him so much?
Well, the other day I was rooting for Nadal, wasn't I? And then you were mad that I was rooting for Nadal over Sam Querrey, right?
I think it's Querrey.
Oh, either. Well, I mean, I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
I just, I don't know. These are all foreigners.
I mean, there's not any good Americans. Although, to be honest, well, when I was younger, it was, well, when I was younger, I used to root for Andy Roddick whenever they would play. There was nothing more demoralizing than rooting for Andy Roddick when he was going up against Prime Federer. You'd sit there and you'd watch the U.S. Open thinking he had a chance, and then Federer would just run through him like a hot knife through butter.
I feel bad for these kids that have to run and chase the balls.
No, don't. They're not getting made to. They want to do it, man. This is a huge honor. These kids probably grew up wanting to be these guys.
It is cool watching the Federer and Nadal, watching them, how they shuffle back and forth. I mean, these guys have some great agility to be able to do this.
I know.
I imagine in a shuttle drill, Roger Federer would be fantastic. How old is Roger Federer?
37, which 37. Is he that old?
I was thinking like 60.
No, he's not 60. I know Serena's 37. I feel like she's close. Federer might be 36, though, which is maybe bringing in a new – we should – no, he's 37, too. We should maybe be having another conversation about, like, PEDs because Federer is about to turn 38, and usually in tennis that doesn't mean that you are still going to be going to the final of Wimbledon.
Would you rather be there right now watching this match?
Or sitting in here with you?
Well, I know the answer to that. Because you love this radio program so much, of course you wouldn't choose it over this.
Amen.
But would you rather be there or would you rather be at a Tennessee-Florida game?
Here. Do you not remember how miserable I was in 2018 after leaving the Tennessee-Florida game? Well, I've been to – I mean, I guess I'm not dealing with a terrible percentage, but I've been to maybe six Tennessee-Florida games and I've left happy twice.
Well, what if it was a Tennessee win?
Oh, well, a Tennessee win. For sure.
You'd rather be there for a Tennessee win over Florida than the experience of being at Wimbledon watching Nadal and Federer?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you'd choose Wimbledon.
If you just ask me if I want to be at Tennessee, Florida or this, I'll take this because I'm assuming we're going to lose. But if you're guaranteeing me a win, I would rather be there.
Well, where does this rank on your bucket list? I mean, because to me,
I don't know.
It just doesn't do anything for me.
Like I said, this is a big moment. Now, this match – I mean, the first set was awesome. First set was 7-6.
I mean, I recognize these names, obviously, like Nadal, Federer. It goes back, you know, They've been around. These are guys. These two guys and Serena, they're like LeBron, Tiger. You know, they're that level.
This is
of,
kind of like if you got to see LeBron and Kobe play just a set of one-on-one.
They're that level of growing up watching SportsCenter. You know, you always saw these guys.
Now, basketball is different, obviously. You don't, you know, play one-on-one. You play as a team. But wish this would be have. The equivalent of if we got to see LeBron and Kobe just play one-on-one.
What about the LeBron and Kobe in the finals?
Maybe this would be similar to that.
That would have been so sweet. We never got it. And we never will.
No, we will not.
And Kobe, he's...
Unless they join the Big Three, and I don't think either one of them are going to join the Big Three.
And I don't think we want to watch it at that point.
I would still watch.
That'd be about like watching Tiger and Phil's Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, and people watched it.
People actually paid to watch that.
No, well, yeah, some people did pay, and then Bleacher Report ended up just giving it to us for free through like a glitch, which was still pretty funny.
I did not watch.
No, that was not good. I mean, I watched some of it, but it was not good.
So where does this rank on your bucket list?
I would have loved to have been in 2008 when these guys were both at the peak of their powers. That would have been electric.
Looks like they're still at the peak of the tennis world.
Well, they're at the peak of the tennis game, but not of their powers. I mean, look, Rafi's balding.
Well, I mean, of the...
I mean, look at that crown on the top of his head. My man's thinning quickly.
That's kind of cool, though. These two are still at the top of the game.
Well, I mean, like I said, there should be a conversation about PEDs, but we're all kind of ignoring it just to praise these guys. Like I said, Federer is about to turn 38.
You're telling me Federer is on steroids?
I didn't say he was. I'm just saying, like, all throughout history, whenever somebody's been this good, this old, we have...
I mean, are Brady and LeBron on steroids?
I mean, a lot of people think Brady's got a weird diet, right? Like, we all kind of question that Alex Guerrero guy. And LeBron has been linked to PEDs and HGH, but or not really linked through it, but been rumored... And people suggest it, but it's not illegal in the NBA, so no one really cares.
Maybe they just use it a little bit like seasoning, you know, just a sprinkle of HGH with the chicken.
Yeah, not like Barry Bonds was whenever, you know, he grew.
Injecting it.
When he grew, like, you know, his head doubled in size.
Barry Bonds.
But I'm just saying, like, here we are right here. A guy, like I said, you know, 3 weeks before his 38th birthday, and he is on the doorstep of going... And vanquishing Rafael Nadal and getting to the Wimbledon final.
So, does this make your top 10?
Of just things to go watch in sports? A Wimbledon semifinal? Or just a Wimbledon final?
Only between Nadal and Federer.
That would have been cool, but no, it wouldn't be in my top 10.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I don't have that many things in my top 10.
Super Bowl.
I only want to go to the Super Bowl if my team's playing.
You wouldn't go to just a regular Super Bowl?
I mean, I would go, but I wouldn't pay to go.
Man, Super Bowls, that's a bucket list. I mean,
no, I mean like for I said, me. For me, all I want to do is go if my team is in it. If the Titans are in the Super Bowl, I would love to go. That would be in my top 10, watching the Titans in the Super Bowl. I was too young in 1999.
Yeah. And you would have left just devastated.
Yes, that would have been a really... somber walk. But to bring the show full circle, I probably would have left saying, hey, we still got McNair. We'll be back. We never got back.
Never again.
I would have been like young John Reed was a young Oklahoma City Thunder fan thinking, it's okay, guys. It's okay. We got more chances. We did not really have any more chances. I think we made the AFC Championship game 2 years afterwards, but never got back to the Super Bowl. That was it. Maybe something for, like, the Los Angeles Rams to keep in mind, too. Jared Goff. Hey, you got there. Never got another crack at it.
The Rams ain't never getting back. It's over.
We'll continue getting you closer to the weekend after the break. Stick with us. Back on the program. Uh-oh, Cody, here we go. Match point. Rafi has staved off one of them. Can he stave off match point number two?
So Federer can end it right here.
If he wins this point, it is over. Let's listen in as Cody takes in match point.
Can you turn the volume on?
No, we can't.
I don't think we're contractually allowed to.
Nobody's going to really. It's in the background. I mean, just kind of want to hear it.
You got to keep talking over it, though.
Yeah, but it's just kind of lowly talking. Oh, that's good.
Nah, well, Nantucklemann. It's back to Deuce. So, you know, we learned in the first hour that it works on clock. So they would have been up at the 50 mark, trying to get to 60, but instead goes back to 40. Because y'all win by two.
Will it ever end?
I feel like either way, it's over next game. Like, it's Federer's not going to lose that serve. He gets to serve for the match, even if he loses this point. So there's pressure on him here, but obviously all the pressure's on Nadal. And
ooh,
that was a good shot.
Nadal's staying alive. Huh?
And he's getting Federer moving a little bit.
Oh, Nadal's excited.
I love when Spanish people get excited because, look, here in America, we've talked about this many times, you go with the let's go. But let's go in Spanish is so much cooler. Vamos!
Is it vamos?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Let's go is vamos. That's way cooler.
Nadal's fired up.
Vamos in Spanish is way cooler than let's go in English. So now he has the advantage. He is now on the 50-minute mark.
Have you ever eaten Spanish food?
What do you mean?
Like Spain food? Is it a lot different?
Ooh, big ace there. He is able to win the game.
Was like Mexican food, did it stem a lot out of Spanish food, right?
Mexican food didn't come from Mexico?
Spanish cuisine. I mean, yeah, but when the Spaniards came over, obviously, it, you know, they enhanced their culture.
Sure.
Changed it, whether they wanted it or not. I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, what's Spanish versus what's more Mexican. You know
oh,
what I
mean? Wow. Matt Kyle says Rebecca Black is playing at Barley's on Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's no way.
No. Kind of want to go see that.
You think she'll do the Friday song? Does she do other songs? So she has a career?
Well, did we not talk about her redemption when she was on, like, America's Got Talent or the British version of it? I don't know which one it was. Was it America or Britain? America, right? She's American.
I want to say it was America's.
Oh, yeah, she's American, right?
Yeah, yeah, she's American.
So does she – how old is she now?
I mean, she's got to be, like, 22 at least, 23, 22, yeah.
She doesn't – so she doesn't do that song, does she? At her real
right
shows.
Right in my age range. Maybe I should hit her up.
She is going to be at Barley's on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
I'll be like, hey,
A.M.
Just so you know.
She's the headliner.
I'll be like, hey, just so you know, I work at a sports radio station, and we use Friday as a bumper. And then
on Tuesdays, it's ironic.
And then she'll probably smack me.
No, she'll probably appreciate it. She might get mad that she might not be getting a royalty check from it. Like, we pay royalties to have bumpers, but, like, I don't know how much of it she gets.
Oh, well. She probably doesn't want that royalty.
She was born in 97, so that puts her right at 22.
Yeah, turned 22 at the end of June, Ben.
Wow.
So she...
I kind of want to go hear her sing.
She was decent on America's Got Talent.
You know, yeah, she's got a voice. I mean, she's got a not a bad voice.
She won't... I mean, do you think she ever does that song, or do you think
I think she has to do it, right?
That's what she did on America's Got Talent, but like...
No, she didn't do Friday. She didn't do her song.
I thought she did Friday. I thought she came back to the same song, but like actually had like a voice to it.
I thought she had a tough time with it.
I think that's what happened. I think she was trying to get over the whole Friday thing, and was talking about how Friday kind of ruined her life. Is what I feel like happened.
I don't know.
One in eight men say
we
they
had
could,
the audio at one point.
One in eight men say they could win a point in a game of tennis against Serena Williams.
That seems dumb.
12% of men believe they could win a point against Serena.
I think she's saying bye, 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 maybe.
Only three women.
The name of the show is Rebecca Black is back, and she's got a message for the haters. Bye, bye, bye. So I think she's saying bye, 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 maybe.
That would make sense.
She's talking about how much the song ruined her life.
Makes sense.
Yeah, she's saying bye, bye, bye. I bet she probably just does covers, but that'd be kind of cool. Like, I'd go listen to her sing bye, bye, bye.
The Knoxville Barleys.
Yeah, you want to go?
I mean, tomorrow night or tonight?
Saturday, which is kind of putting a damper on it because she can't really sing Friday on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be after midnight probably, so then it's going to be Sunday. Like, is she still able to sing that?
I also feel like, you know, a lot of people are going to be, like, out there just, like, sing Friday.
No, you got to be respectful, right? You can't
be mean to her. I don't know, man. Like,
and it wasn't even on, it was The Four on Fox, wherever the hell that is.
One of those knockoffs.
Is that the one Puff Daddy was on? I think that's the one Diddy was on. Who is also Puff Daddy?
I don't think she's worth going to see.
I mean, I don't think you don't have to pay to go see. I mean, maybe a $5 cover, but I mean, it's not like you have to buy a ticket. It's not like going to see Mason Ramsey at the Joe.
If you just happen to be there getting some pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is a pretty fourth set right here, this last game. 30-30.
I think Brandon
needs two more points.
I think Brandon and I are going to see a show in October.
To see Mason?
No.
Oh.
Going to Nashville, I think. See Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Have you heard of them?
You and Brendan need to realize it's no longer 1980.
You need to appreciate rock and roll because you don't.
That's correct. I don't. We got some breaking news. What's the news?
Rockets signed Tyson Chandler to a 1-year deal.
Oh, okay.
I also got that news for
you. I thought you were about to give me a breaking news of like Federer winning this point. This game and the match.
That would be the worst.
And I was going to be so mad at you for breaking in because I know. Oh no, Federer! Oh, what a gag!
The guy's falling apart.
What was that? He had a wide. There was a.
This is the age. This is the age.
It was an easy volley. He's under it, camped, ready to put it away. He didn't get. Oh, and then he sails it 20 feet in the air.
You wouldn't have seen 2008 Federer with a hit like that.
This is a huge point, Cody. This is called a break point, which means that the person who is not serving is about to have the chance to win this. This will put it back at 5-5 and get Rafi back on the serve. And, uh-oh, Federer misses his first serve, so now we're looking at a second serve situation, which is generally easier to handle for the returner.
That's great to know.
I feel like every serve ends up on the second serve.
Oh, no, not always. Oh, this point. Oh, what a shot. Oh, what a cut. Oh, breathtaking. Oh, Rafi,
gosh.
No.
He's so mad at himself.
That was the match right there. He had a chance to get back in it. Well, I think you undersold Federer's wife.
Yeah, she's not that bad. She's average, but she's...
No, she's above average.
I feel like she's done some work since I last saw her.
I don't know if she's done work or maybe we just saw bad pictures, but she...
She's not bad, but she's...
No, she looked great there.
Yeah, but like you could see her in Whole Foods and you'd be like, she's a normal person. You know
I mean, that's fine. She's an attractive woman.
Yeah, she's not ugly. Did I call her ugly earlier?
Yeah, you did call her ugly.
Hey, she's not ugly, and I apologize.
She's just average.
She looks like an average human.
Oh, Rafi, you pulled up.
Rafi makes some really weird facial expressions.
Oh, he just pulled up. He could have gotten to that ball.
How long has that been a narrative in the tennis world that I just discovered?
What?
Rafael Nadal's facial expressions.
I don't know.
I think everyone makes really weird facial expressions.
Nah, here we go.
Nadal's are super weird.
Match point right here to advance to the...
Crank it up.
Championship.
Crank it up. It's like NASCAR.
Ah, Nadal's not going to get over that missed opportunity at a break point. Here comes the ace. Ugh, the drama. If Nadal hits one bad shot, it's over. Oh, he got the bounce. Here it comes, down the line. No. Deep? No. Oh, man. This topspin is ridiculous. Oh, barely over the net. These guys are so good.
Someone's got to hit a cut shot here.
Here it comes. There it is.
There it is.
Nadal stays alive.
Whew. El Diablo.
Did you feel that in your chest, Cody? Did you feel the nerves there? That didn't get you with every shot? Like, here it could be. Could this be the match right here?
I was somewhat interested, yes.
Okay. We're making progress.
I still wouldn't...
Every
shot. I don't know. I think maybe I've raised it on things I'd do in London to maybe top 15.
Okay. Where was it at before? Like top 50, right?
Yeah.
Is walking across it's that like dumb 30. Bridge still ahead of this thing?
Yeah, it's still better than the bridge. We're not going to have the volume up for Deuce. It's just Deuce. It's Deuce.
Why are you going to have such disrespect for the Tower Bridge? Why do you guys got to do that?
It's a bridge.
That's got to be so disheartening.
Bridges are cool.
That has to be so disheartening to do all that work for match point to get it back to Deuce, and to just have him rip an ace right down your throat. So now it's back to match point. Match point number four. Rafi has fought.
Okay.
Three of them off, but...
Rafi's staying alive. He's
got a feeling Roger's getting ready to rip another ace right here.
He's not going to let Roger Federer just...
Federer's done playing around.
I'm pulling for Nadal now because he's coming from behind and he's the underdog.
We always like the comebacks.
Yeah.
What a shot. Great job. Yeah. He held off match point again.
Nadal is just clutch as hell.
He has been. These guys are warriors, I tell you.
I mean, these ball boys have got to be getting tired, too.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
praying that Federer wins. That way they don't have to do a fifth set. They're like, please.
Nobody even talks about the and girls, too.
They have to make every call. I've never noticed that those judges back there have to put in, even if it's obviously in.
Are those judges all just trying to be like Winston Churchill years later? Or
That was deep. That was deep. That wasn't in the first. That wasn't in the box. Right or wrong?
It looked good to me.
Here we go with another match point.
Do we think Winston Churchill enjoyed tennis?
Yeah. I thought that was a fault. I thought that was too deep on the first serve.
I know Mick Jagger likes tennis.
Ooh, she caught it long. I thought it was an ace. Oh, man, this is...
I'd have challenged that one.
That girl did not have great agility. She could have easily fallen there.
Ooh, that was a high bounce. Oh, man, if Nadal messes up, it's over.
Is it Federer?
Game over. Match over. Federer. On to the final. Let's catch a break. We'll come back with last call. Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Pick you up an award-winning bottle of Volunteer Vodka this weekend to kick off your weekend properly. $20 a bottle. Stop by and get you one. Cody McClure, pump the brakes or keep rolling. Would you like to go first or second?
Number two.
You sure?
No.
Cody, would you like to go first or second?
Second.
Okay, Walmart employees. That's enough. Okay.
My grandma works at Walmart.
Really? Does she post
She's from Arkansas. It's on brand.
Okay. Does she post on social media ever? Is she a Facebooker?
Not really. No, she struggles with that.
Walmart workers fear that Walmart is spying on their social media activity after an employee was fired for posting confidential information to Reddit anonymously.
Anonymously?
Anonymously.
How would they know anonymously?
Well, that's what the Walmart employees want to know. How did you know?
That's not cool.
Now the firing has sparked calls for unionization, and there has been an explosion of really overzealous people that I think are going to try to push to get unionized. Walmart said it gives employees rights to share their opinions and give feedback, but takes seriously any sharing of confidential information. The associate was terminated for sharing sensitive business information.
Like what? What could a regular Walmart associate possibly know that's going to affect Walmart?
I'm trying to see.
I mean, when a company gets to the size of Walmart, it's hard to have any sympathy for, don't put our business practices out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've always been, you hear about those people that shoplift from Walmart and places like that?
Mm-hmm.
I've always been kind of cool with that.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, I've always been cool with that. I never done it myself, but I've always been cool with it. Somebody's hungry. They need something to eat. And they go shoplift at Walmart, they're not stealing from a mom and pop. They're stealing from a corporate conglomerate.
So do you draw the line at hungry and starving? Or what about just, hey, I want a new CD? Theoretically speaking, I know not many people are buying CDs these days.
It depends on the kind of CD.
If it's a self-help CD, then it's fair game, right? They're trying to better their lives?
Really, any CD. I'd probably be cool with CDs.
Okay.
Of course, then the artist doesn't get their royalties.
Yeah.
So that, but I don't know.
But I mean, so is that it if they're stealing from a major artist? Like, hey, if you're stealing from the Rolling Stones or Garth Brooks, like, they're kind of the Walmart of the music industry. But if you're stealing from an independent artist who...
Right.
Or a guy who has a debut album, maybe that's different.
That'd be my view on it. Okay. At this point, you can steal from the Stones or Garth. They've made it big.
Okay.
Paul McCartney, you can steal his new CD.
Okay.
But you know, most of the ones that have made it big, they're not really putting out new CDs anyway. Vermont State Capitol has a problem with some plants. Go, 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 go. Pig intestines in Kansas City.
Yep.
Are all over the highway. A big truck spilled his load of pig intestines all over a Kansas City highway. And it is a gross sight as cleanup continues. Tractor trailer hauling pig intestine was going down Interstate 670 westbound, and at least three lanes were closed yesterday because of the spill. An emergency response truck had to come out with a snowplow to the scene to try and clean up the mess. Transportation officials urged drivers to find an alternate snout. Sorry, alternate route, they said. just a bit of humor there from the transportation department.
Okay, baseball making a new drastic rule change.
No, pay cut. No. That's gone too far.
That was a pretty weird one, which... Maybe I should have put that earlier, but it wasn't really worthy of a topic. A woman orders a Mona. Wait, not Mona. How you say that? Moana? Is that how you say that little girl's name from the...
Moana.
Moana. Woman orders Moana cake for her daughter. Baker hears something completely different.
Is this about the woman who got fired from Dairy Queen?
I doubt they're trying to get a cake from Dairy Queen, but does Dairy Queen, like, make cakes for you?
It turned out there was pot in the cake, right?
Oh, the rest of the headline is the baker heard marijuana, but I don't know if.
Basically, it was a cake mix up. I'll stop on the story, yeah. Stop.
Marijuana themed cake made this day, family's day in Milledgeville, Georgia. Is that a place we heard of that? Milledgeville?
Yes, Milledgeville.
Kinsley Davis, whose favorite movie is Disney's animated Moana. I always thought it was Mona for my whole life. I thought it was Mona.
I think it's Moana.
Either way, yeah. Local Dairy Queen. Shop heard marijuana instead, so gave her a nice 420 cake. Has a little dragon on it with red eyes, which I assume is supposed to be Puff the Magic Dragon. Although I always assumed Puff the Magic Dragon was more masculine, whereas this... This dragon really seems like a girl.
I think it's a high My Little Pony smoking with bloodshot eyes.
Okay, so it's not Puff the Magic. Oh, this isn't a dragon. What am I talking about? It's a pony. What the hell am I talking about?
I don't know.
The lady who made my cake was apologetic and offered to make another one, but the first one was so good we weren't worried about it. There we go. That's what I like to see. So no lawsuits, no acting like victims, just like, hey, innocent mistake, no big deal. And you probably get a good laugh out of it, right? Like, hey, remember? Do you remember when they gave you that cake that had weed on it instead of Moana, who I used to call Mona? Isn't that funny? The mom was hysterically laughing. The whole family thought it was the funniest thing ever and said it would be a birthday to remember. Shout out to these people. I love to see it. No outrage, no warning to sue, no worried about the kids. Just eat the cake, say it was good. And it was an ice cream cake. Oh, man.
Just a simple mix-up. She was looking for Moana. They thought she said marijuana.
Love to see it.
Great story.
Heartwarming, even.
I think it's somewhat heartwarming, yes. Woman boards airport conveyor belt.
Gas, brake, dip, dip. Gas, brake, dip, dip.
Another marijuana story.
I stay off the weed.
Local radio host out of stories.
Oh, music saved him.
It worked out okay.
I was really interested in that last one. I stopped on it.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Any plans this weekend?
I don't really have any, no.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I might go get some dinner tonight and go watch a movie.
I might go to the theater this
weekend. I'm going
to
see that scary movie.
What is it?
Midsommar. Midsommar? I don't know how to pronounce it. Midsommar?
It's just summer, isn't it?
Well, it's S-O-M-M-A-R, so I don't know.
Isn't that just the English version of...
Summer, is it?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Maybe. Like I didn't know if they called it Samar.
A Midsummer's Night.
Sometimes I'm not a very smart man. Have a good weekend. For the area's